Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We're about to go around the NFL. We were just talking about the injuries that affected you the most. And I realized that I neglected something here, which was your personal injuries that affected you. We got into the sports injury bag, and our program director, Parker Hillis, came in here and even reminded me of the Willis McGahee injury that I had not thought about. Someone else mentioned the Dak Prescott injury where his foot's facing the wrong way. Crazy hyperextensions always get me personally. Mm-hmm. But then I thought about, oh, wow, there's some of these texts that came in on the text line I had not even considered. Like this one from the 979. They said they're a new construction plumber. They blew out their right bicep tendon and had to learn how to do everything left-handed. And they rehabbed for a little over 9 months, went back to work, was there 2 weeks, blew out the left bicep.
Oh, my gosh. That's brutal. Man.
That's one of the things I always think
about.
What
kind of work are you doing at that point? I'm like, you know what? Do I need to do this type of job?
I know.
It's a career change in order. That's the answer to your question. Hard work is the type of work that they're doing.
Man, give me a desk job at this point.
Yeah, man. Let me type.
Let
on
me
something.
Blow out a finger or something, man.
Print preview, save. Yeah, no, that's absolutely the space that you need to be in. That reminds me, though, of how many injuries, like in sports, we go, oh, yeah, no, that'll be like 9 months. And it's like, if you have that injury as just a regular human being, you out for a good year and a half.
About two or three years. Some people don't even walk the
You're
same.
Not really right ever again. Like, yeah. It's so often that, like, it's crazy that what we do in trying to forecast these things and look at it in the sports perspective, when in all reality, like, some of the things that we are dealing with, we would not even be able to bounce back, not nearly anywhere in the same time frame. From the 832, they said their senior year of high school, and I feel for them, first year to try track, broke the high school record in their first 100 with the 10.5, which is, ooh, you was blazing, although nowadays they dust you. These kids nowadays are drinking something entirely different. Very next race. After the 100, tore their hamstring. Never ran track again.
Man.
That one's tough because I imagine you started seeing that. Like, your first race, you're like, hey, we got a school record. What can I do? Maybe I'm going D1. I don't know. What are we about to do? Nothing. The answer was nothing.
I know. I'm surprised that was such an injury that cost him the rest of his track career.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
And then this one was wild from the 346. Said they got smashed between two cars their senior year. And lost their scholarship for baseball, had to walk on instead. Glad you were able to walk on at the very least. Before I feel too bad for you, how'd you get smashed between two cars? I'm just asking questions. I'm not victim blaming. I would just like to have some more details to that end. Is that fair?
It's fair. I'm glad you were able to walk on, just literally. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Walk on after that. You get smashed between two cars. I assume, does he mean in a car, or he was standing and he got smashed between two cars?
I don't feel like you're in a car wreck and you say you get smashed between. Oh, maybe you did.
You can. You can get sandwiched.
Because if you were out of a car and you get smashed between two cars, my goodness, that sounds terrible.
That was my thought process. Yeah. Let me know if I was wrong. Keep sending those in. Somebody said the Sean Livingston tear. Oh, yeah, he did tear all the CLs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and dislocated the kneecap. That was tough. All right, let's go around the NFL here where Travis Hunter has set a record. He signed his rookie contract. It is officially a 4-year, $46.65 million, fully guaranteed, which to be expected, right? Number two. Was it number two?
No. Yes.
Yeah, it was number two. Okay. Yeah. I don't know why. Now the NBA draft has taken over my mind. But $30.57 million signing bonus. They were just like, here, you can have all of it up front. Paid entirely up front. Sets a new record, making him the first non-quarterback, non-drafted first overall to receive that kind of entire signing bonus upfront deal. Does this feel like this is going to be something that continues to push forward, or is this extraordinary circumstance because he is DB wide receiver?
Yeah, I think it's both. If there's ever a player to get this type of deal, it is the quote-unquote Ohtani of the NFL these days. But so I don't think you could get to that level with other guys, but I do think this sets some sort of precedent for high prospects or guys drafted at the top of the draft that will get something. Maybe not to the extent of Travis Hunter, but you get larger signing bonuses now for some of those guys that do have some of that leverage. So I'll say both to your answer. I don't know if you can match Travis Hunter, but I do think it starts a trend where maybe you start to see these guys get these bigger paydays right up front if they are these big-time prospects that are drafted highly.
Yeah, I mean, obviously quarterbacks can typically do this because by virtue, rather, of their position and the value that it holds. I do wonder if we can find more of the non-quarterback positions that might be able to extract this type of value, maybe like edge rushers because of their just incredible value. But a wide receiver DB, very interesting in that space. Speaking of that, though, did you see what the Jaguars did? They announced this in two separate tweets. In one where they announced him as Travis Hunter, defensive back, and then the other one is Travis Hunter, wide receiver. Corny or not corny?
I get that.
Corny or not corny? Yeah, I kind of like it too. I want to call it corny so bad, but I was like, if you're going to do the bit, lean all the way into the bit, right?
It is a little corny, but I like it. Yeah, it works.
Okay, fair enough. I feel like you don't agree over there, Figgy.
No, I think it's cool. I think it's cool, but I'm wondering, when is the bit going to end?
That's a great question.
Are they going to keep doing this the whole year?
That's true. Then it becomes a little too much. I like this idea, but if, like, in a game, anytime something happens or whatever, anytime they report on Travis Hunter, if they're always going to do it this way, then it becomes annoying.
All right, I'm cool with it if it's just when they mention a position where you would normally mention a position, where you just say wide receiver, defensive back, right? Like, when you would typically mention a position, like, all right, well, he's the wide receiver, defensive back out of Colorado or what have you. It'd be real annoying if it becomes the, you know, he went to Harvard, he graduated, you know, he played basketball in college. If it becomes that note that the broadcasters use as a level of color to the broadcast, that'll be very frustrating because that's one you should be able to see, right? Like, he is on defense. Oh, look, he's also on offense.
I'm sure it's going. That's the number one. Every broadcast, you know, when you sit down and you come up with your stories and you set it up, your sideline reporter with their hits. Every Jaguar game this year, it's going to be Travis Hunter playing both ways.
It will be worth noting, though, in the first, I don't know, probably 3-4 games that he plays.
For
because
sure.
I'm going to be watching it intently. It's just, what is the wear that he's, how does he look? Does he look gassed? Is the technique failing at any point? How viable is this experiment, really, doing it at more of a full scale than just kind of a few packages like Deion or someone like I guess Dante Hall or what have you, some of these guys that did some of it. Doing it on a consistent basis, how long does that last? By like week 12, please don't.
I'm curious. I'm kind of curious how much he gonna play on both sides, because I feel like, to me, if I had to choose, I would put him on defense and then maybe throw him in there a couple offensive plays, and not like a heavy, like not like a wide receiver one type deal, but maybe third down, throw him in there and kind of do it like that.
I'm with you. To expect him to play like every snap on both, or the majority of snaps, and obviously coming out every once in a while like a normal wide receiver, I think that's ridiculous. I'm with you. Play him as a defensive back and then have certain packages for him on offense, but we'll see. I don't know, or vice versa.
Yeah, I think they're going the other way because, you know, head coach is a wide or is a offensive guy, and they're going to lean towards that. But it'll be, I can't wait to see it. Cannot wait to see it. Some other things around the NFL. Tom Brady, who now you have to refer to as a Fox Sports analyst, Tom Brady. I feel like if you want to have the attachment to the NFL, I guess you could always still refer to him as widely regarded as the best quarterback or the greatest of all time.
Minority owner of the Raiders.
Oh, that is the other way. I don't know. I forgot about that one as well. Which one makes this story more interesting for you? He won $1 million in the inaugural Fanatics games at Fanatics Fest in New York, a festival or a convention that I still have not wrapped my head around. It's where Kevin Durant was on stage with the lovely Taylor Rooks when we found out that he was traded. It's CJ Stroud was on a panel. Michael Parsons was there. DJ Khaled was eating in an eating competition that was happening there for a reason that I have not yet surmised yet. What else were we seeing? And then I guess there was also this in addition to other things that were happening. And I still have not figured out what exactly this convention is and what all was happening. And maybe that's outside of my purview and something I don't need to know. But Tom Brady won $1 million. He finished atop a 100-person leaderboard, taking home the $1 million prize, rather. And so he is set to give $5,000 to each of the 50 fans who competed in the event and then donate the rest to charity. Which is nice because we know you don't need it. We know Fox is giving you all the money. But within this, there was like top 10 finishers, 6 fans finished amongst them.
Wow.
But the athletes that finished in there in the top 10, James Harden 4th, Eli Manning 5th were the only other athletes in the top 10. Well, and then also the second place finisher, who was USC fighter Justin Gaethje. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I apologize. I told you that that Anderson Silver Anderson Silva break took me out of UFC forever. But which of those is most impressive of like the athletes up there?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wait, so does that mean the third place finisher was a regular fan?
Just a regular human being out here.
That's, well, to change, I mean, that's the most impressive. And they beat out James Harden and Eli Manning. I don't even know what the competitions, what that involved.
But. Okay, so some of the competitions, it was 8 sports themed competitions. Quarterback skills, which, okay.
Yeah.
Basketball shooting, which is around the world. Soccer goal scoring, don't know exactly what that means, but there you go. Baseball pitching accuracy, which I did see a video of Eli Manning doing that. Surprisingly good. Like, I know he was a quarterback, but, like, the mechanics were surprisingly good there. And then WWE Superstar Entrance, which
I don't
know what to do with that. And then UFC Striking Challenge. Oh, and then also a closest to the pin golf challenge. Which of those would you see yourself doing best at?
Oh, my goodness. None of them. Maybe the shooting and the around the world basketball. I did see a video of was the wrestler Cody Rhodes.
Yes,
just had a terrible
American Nightmare.
Oh my god, that was disgusting. So that makes sense that Brady would win that. I getting back to your original question about most impressive, I guess the UFC guy, because you know, like for Brady, he was a pitcher and a quarterback, and we've seen him golf, so you know he can do a lot of those things. I don't know, for a UFC guy to be that athletic and be able to do all the different sports. I feel like when we talk about these athletes that can cross from one sport to another, I don't think we usually bring up fighters. So I think the UFC guy finishing second is actually pretty impressive.
Justin Gaethje is what I'm being told on the text line. I appreciate you helping me out. Because I'm telling you, I looked at that and I was like, there's some consonants in there that I was not expecting, to be completely honest.
Well, however you say it, I think that's the most impressive. What event do you think you'd do best at out of those?
Oh, I imagine probably like the basketball one, because that's the one that I probably have done the most of recently. But like, I would hope to be like pretty solid at, you know, the soccer goal one.
Mm.
But I don't know that that'd be the case.
I saw Joe Burrow embarrass himself with the pitching, which is, you would think quarterback, like you said to your, I mean, if you could throw a football, I think you could be pretty accurate throwing a baseball. I know they're completely different shapes and sizes and everything. But Burrow, the video I saw was not good.
Yeah, I think if I wanted to make this like some level of grander conversation, I would. I think that that might be some indication of the lack of cross sport athletes that we have development wise. Like, guys are specializing so early, young.
For sure.
That it used to be that the dude who was really good at one sport, you could assume was really good at multiple sports, right? How we talk about, you know, Jackie Robinson being a fantastic track athlete, and Ricky Henderson actually like loving football and only playing baseball because there was like a counselor that bribed him with a quarter every time that he scored a run or something, or I think might have been every bag that he took, funny enough. So like, it used to be that if you were a good athlete, you were good at all these sports, and now we can't necessarily guarantee that because guys specialize so early.
It's true.
Yeah, man. Some other things around the NFL. Fair enough. This is a point that happened. One of the Commanders owners, that's Josh Harris, who is the principal owner. Apparently, he spent $500,000 on a signed Jaden Daniels card. Are you at all a collector guy? Like, does memorabilia hit you at all?
Not really. I have some things. I don't really go out of my way. I'm not a collector. If I see something that I think is cool and worthwhile, I'll get it. But no, I wouldn't call myself a collector. I don't have a huge collection. I think this is kind of weird. I think this is like, I don't know, almost like voyeurism or something. It's lame. Your owner is spending that much money to get a collector's item of your very same quarterback. It comes off as odd to me.
It's a one-of-one numbered black finite prism card from the 2024 Panini Prism. And so, like, it's similar to Paul Skeens one-of-one that happened recently. And, I mean, it's something that I appreciate, that the people that have this level of love for not just sports, but also for this, like, collectors, because it exists not just as this opportunity to have this thing of this player you're a fan of, but it's almost like a level of stock, you know, trading as well.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, and yet I recognize that it is so far out of my wheelhouse. Like, I have no real understanding of what it is that folks are doing with it and why per se. But it seems like, I mean, Josh Harris obviously is the, he also was the, no, Michael Rubin has, is the Fanatic CEO, but he, you know, he has a level of interest in these things. It seems like, yeah, I don't know that I would do that, but also again, I'm not the person who would do that in any circumstance.
Yeah. I don't collect car. I mean, growing up, my brothers and I did, but not since I was a kid, was I into the sports trading cards. I'll collect like unique items. But I'm not into this whole trading. And I have a friend who's really into it and uses it as like an investment. He makes money off of it. That world is very foreign to me of collecting these cards, getting them graded, and then selling them for more money and all that sort of stuff, trying to find the rare ones. That's just very unique to me. I'm not familiar with that.
What's the item that most interests you? Like, if you were to get a collectible or memorabilia, it's clearly not cards.
No.
Is it like jerseys?
Yeah, like if it's like game worn or something, like that's really cool. Stuff like that. I was a big autograph kid growing up, not as an adult. So that was cool.
Wait, what was that? There was a tone in there.
Yeah.
That was judgmental. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, these adults are weird. Like I work.
Whoa!
I almost never see kids ask for autograph now.
I know, it's sad.
Yeah.
I worked in professional baseball for 7 years, and the amount of weirdos that would stand out there at the binders with all the different cards just so they could go and sell them online, that's not who the autographs are for. Let the kids come up to the front and get the autographs because they admire these athletes, not the old weirdo who's just going to sell them on eBay for a few bucks. I hate those guys.
And Kelsey Plum got a lot in common, man.
Yeah,
she
I
felt
saw
the
that.
Same way.
Yeah, these autograph hounds. Get out of here. Let the kids get the autograph.
Let's post up at the hotel and wait for somebody to come so they could sign my baseball card.
Yeah, exactly. So I was big into autographs as a kid. Then I graduated. I matured. I became an adult and realized, okay, this is now weird. And so then it became like about photos, right? If I ever saw like a celebrity, then I'm not going to ask for your autograph. Let me get a photo with you instead. But yeah,
I am surprised that like getting the photo, like the autograph still matters in the same way. Just in all facets, the signature matters still the same. Like I was at a restaurant this weekend, signed for the check, and I was like, nobody's going to dispute this. Like, I'm not disputing this charge.
Yeah.
And they're not going to go and look at my, especially off of like the digital like signature thing, because it never actually looks like your signature,
no.
Does it? Like, why are we still doing this? Why is this still here? I don't know. Anyways, yeah. I guess that's around the NFL. How do we get here? Here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I have this question about the AFC South in general, and it does involve Travis Hunter. Who's going to have the biggest newcomer impact to the conference? Is it Travis Hunter, is it Cam Ward, or is it Daniel Jones? Let's talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.